This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Looks like Sabrina Carpenter is releasing a deluxe version of Short and Sweet on Valentine's Day. It's going to feature a new version of Please, 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 which you just heard, and this time it's going to feature Dolly Parton. The announcement follows her Grammy win, where she delivered standout performances, and Carpenter called the deluxe edition a thank you to fans and expressed excitement over working with Dolly.
Dolly Parton. You add that name to any album and it's going to sell. That's very smart.
She's having a huge resurgence. I mean, everybody's talking about her. Everybody's doing stuff with her.
I'm surprised she's partnering with Sabrina Carpenter.
Why not?
It just seems like a random collaboration.
Money talks.
That's very true. Yeah. Smart. It's a smart move.
Yeah. But you're reintroducing her to a whole younger generation.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there. It looks like McDonald's is bringing back the Shamrock Shake on February 10th for its annual Shamrock season, along with the return of a classic character from the 70s and 80s that I've never heard of called Uncle O'Grimacy. The company will donate 20.
That's hilarious. Hold on, I have to look up Uncle.
Oh
O'Grimacy.
My gosh, it is
Sue.
So
I could
silly.
Describe him to you. It's a green grimace with a vest and a hat.
I love the grimace.
The company will donate 25 cents from each Shamrock Shake sold through March 23rd to the Ronald McDonald House charities, and they are aiming to raise $5 million. Now, Sue, since you love old Uncle O'Grimacy, there they are also merchandising him, and items are going to be priced between $6 and $35.
Well, Ethan, the truth is, I prefer the original grimace, but whoever came up with Uncle O'Grimacy, that is highly entertaining to me.
I wonder if there are any concerns that the machines won't work.
That's always a concern.
You pull in. I can't tell you how many times I pulled into a McDonald's to get a milkshake for my grandson, only to be told once you're locked into the drive-thru line, the machine isn't working.
So yep. That's
it
why
still
they have,
happens regularly.
That's why they have the merchandise, just in case it doesn't
that's right.
Work.
Hand him an Uncle O'Grimacy.
Yeah, thank you.
Just
in case.
Yeah.
Although, Mark, they should have like a digital sign out front.
They
saying,
should.
Our thing is working today. Come on in.
Yeah. Yeah. The milkshake machine is on.
If you are headed to Disney World and you plan to see It's a Tough to Be a Bug show, well, you need to hurry up because it is permanently closing on March 17th after 27 years at the Animal Kingdom's Tree of Life. Bugs Life 3D-themed attraction will be replaced with a new show called Zootopia Better Zoo Together. Better Zoo Together? Yes. It's set to debut this winter.
So, in other words, they need to update it because none of these kids these days have any idea what a Bug's Life is, right?
Probably not. That's
probably
the second Pixar movie after Toy Story. There was a great 4D effect in that when they say all the bugs are leaving before you did, and then the seat like wiggled like there was bugs under
it
was a fantastic effect.
That would creep me out a little bit.
I tried to show the movie to my grandson one day on Disney
Plus.
And he Hopper scared him.
Well,
he did not want to watch that anymore after seeing Hopper. So,
yeah. Gerber is discontinuing its Soothe and Chew teething sticks after reports of a choking hazard, including one case that led to an emergency room visit. The recall announced on January 31st by parent company Nestle affects strawberry, apple, and banana flavors sold in 45 states. Parents are advised to not use this product anymore and can return it for a refund.
So, I never had those with Easton.
I don't think
I mean, I've done other teething stuff, but
whiskey?
So many of those products, and Sue, you probably can back me up on this. I mean, they're so bad. Like the baby food that they want to market toward, you know, you should buy this for your children, are loaded with junk.
Yep,
I know I always go that direction.
Pronounce.
Right,
yep, or
right.
Sugar. Oh,
yes,
it's crazy.
Dyes.
The delicious part. More than 12,000 people may be eligible to claim a portion of $2.5 million settlement from UnitedHealthcare over unauthorized telemarketing calls. The lawsuit filed in 2019 alleged that the company violated the Telephone Consumer Protection Act by making robocalls to non-customers without consent and failing to honor opt-out requests. The settlement covers two groups, those who receive calls despite not being UnitedHealthcare members and those on the company's Do Not Call list. If you were eligible, though, you should have already gotten a letter. So,
how do they know? Like, if you got an annoying phone call from them and just told them no and hung up on them.
But the state has no call lists that they would probably check against.
I guess. Yeah.
Is someone actually doing that? I guess.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they've gone to that much trouble, but then the lawyers are making a lot of money off of it. You'll get a check for $12, and the lawyers are getting millions. That's how it works, right?
Every time.
Every single time. All right, Ethan, thank you. Appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Radford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.